With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Former President Donald Trump's new idea to lure foreign companies to the U.S. is to offer them access to federal land. The GOP presidential nominee is speaking in Savannah, Georgia.
We're going to bring thousands and thousands of businesses and trillions of dollars in wealth back to the good old USA. That's what we're going to be doing it and doing it fast.
Mr. Trump says he has his sights set on two countries in particular.
I want German car companies to become American car companies. I want them to build their plants here. I want to beat China in electronics production, and we'll be able to do that easily.
Also at SRNews.com, world leaders are meeting at the United Nations under the shadow of global divisions. Julie Walker has more.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned world leaders Tuesday at the General Assembly that impunity, inequality, and uncertainty are creating an unsustainable world.
A growing number of governments and others feel entitled to get out of jail free cards. They can trample international law.
But the Secretary General says the challenges are solvable if world leaders confront the impunity that undermines international law. Julie Walker, New York.
On the battlefront, the Israeli military says it has killed a top commander with Hezbollah's missile and rocket unit in a strike in Beirut. Military officials made the announcement about Ibrahim Kobasi. They said that he was responsible for launches towards Israel. On Wall Street, stocks have been wavering. The Dow now down 1 point, the NASDAQ composite up 100. This is SRN News. Fans of the popular Christian television series The Chosen descended on Orlando, Florida this past weekend. About 6,000 of them participated in what organizers called ChosenCon 2024. Actors, writers, and series creators intermingled for in-person conversations and workshops. During a break in the sessions, SRN News asked attendees, what impressed them most about the event?
It's been surprising. Like, we'll just be in line at Starbucks, and all of a sudden, John the Baptizer walks by, or Lazarus walks by. It's just, and they've been really nice.
Particularly delighted to see people's response gathering together from all over the country or the world. Vibrancy and the energy and the dynamic people seem to attach to the biblical story.
I like them to know that they are making an impact, spreading the gospel, and that's what we want.
The Chosen fifth season will be released early next year. Tomorrow, we'll hear from Dallas Jenkins, the creator of the worldwide biblical phenomenon. This is SRN News. A new and final offer by Boeing to its workers.
Boeing is offering higher pay to striking workers, but insisting they get back on the job quickly. Boeing has rolled out what it calls its best and final offer to get more than 30,000 striking machinist workers who assemble aircraft back to work. Those on the picket line in Washington State expressed their desire last week to end the nearly two-week-old walkout.
We all want to get back to work.
Boeing says the new offer is contingent on union members ratifying the contract by Friday night. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Attention Kmart shoppers, the end is near. The erstwhile retail giant will shutter its last full-scale store in the mainland United States in Bridgehampton, New York, on Long Island. That's coming up on October 20th. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.